各位听众大家好，很高兴到了我们在空中见面的时候了。那么我是赖子雄，在这儿向大家问好。
Hi everybody, this is Bruce.
接下来我们来看我们这套教材第244页 On page 244 we have a short dialogue and we also have a title here. 这里的 title 英文我来念的，中文你来念好不好？
啊，没有什么
白痴
的午餐。
哎呀，
有没有？
对，没有错，话讲对了。那英文的叫 no free lunch，
right，
也就是 free， 也就是免费的意思。不过这个标题前面有两个字不见了， there is no free lunch， 没有白痴的午餐。这尤其是如此， this is especially true when you are with Bruce， 跟 Bruce 在一起。啊，这是如此的啊，我们通常去吃东西，外国人有一个习惯非常棒，我觉得我们可以学习 Let's go Dutch 这样子，真的没有钱不要假装说啊我请客，反而不好，对不对？
嗯
，Go Dutch， 这个 Dutch 是这样拼的
，Capital D U T C H， Capital D 大写的 D U T C H， Go Dutch。Let's go Dutch，
就是各付各的钱，但是跟荷兰完全没有关系。It has nothing to do with the country by the name of the Netherlands。
嗯哼，
荷兰的名字有好多个，
有
Holland 也是，对不对？
对 ，the Netherlands and the adjective is very different Dutch。
嗯 ，Holland 是它国家的名字，它是这样拼的，
大写的 H。O L L A N D, capital H O L L A N D, the Netherlands, the you know, 大写的 N E T H E R L A N D S, N 大写的 N E T H E R L A N D S, the Netherlands.
Holland 是不要加的，但是 Netherlands 因为复数啊，所以加了个 s 的时候，前面要加的。很多国家用复数的名词的时候都是加的，像 the United States,
the Philippines,
菲律宾群岛都是群岛的。那么美国是联合好几个州，所以都要加的。The Bahamas, 巴哈马群岛
，Good one,
都要加呢。的是国家的名字。好啦，在这儿呢，我们看 no free lunch， 没有白吃的午餐。现在我们就要请呢 Bruce 呢，把这个题目，也就是我们这个标题啦，还有呢，接下来的这个对话，从头到尾念一下。
Lesson 108， No free lunch， Part 1 dialogue， hoping to get free contact lenses.Freddie goes to the optician, and Freddie asks, Could you help me check my eyes, please? The optician tells him, Sure. Please have a seat and put on these glasses. Now, tell me, which letters seem clearer? Freddie answers, The ones on the right.The optician then asks, Okay, can you read these price tags? And Freddie can. Yes, they're as clear as daylight. The optician says, Fine, read out the highest amount. Freddie does so. $100. The optician says, Right.That's what it'll cost you. Freddie is unhappy. But I thought the contact lenses are free. The optician explains, Yes, but you'll have to pay for our service. Freddie understands. No wonder they say there's no such thing as a free lunch.
There's a catch there.
There's a catch.C-A-T-C-H. C-A-T-C-H. Recently, we've had a lot of catches. We had a catch 22. That's a situation in which you can't do something. You try to do something, but the situation is you can't do anything. That's a catch-22. We talked about someone being a very good choice to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend or husband or wife for somebody. Wow, she's a good catch. I'll try and ask her out. And now we have a different kind of catch. This one, we were fooled about something and we didn't understand the situation completely. So we were fooled by something and there was a catch in the agreement.
我们被人家骗了, we were fooled by something. F-O-O-L 加个 E-D. 因为可能在这个条约里头有个陷阱, there's a catch in that agreement. There's a catch in what he says. 他的话呢里头有诡诈。有一个陷阱，所以让不知不觉上当，我们就可以这么用 catch 这个字。好啦，现在我们就要从头到尾来开始讲解这个对话了。Hoping to get free contact lenses, Freddy goes to the optician. 他说呢 ，Freddy 啊，他为了希望能够呢获得免费的这些隐形眼镜啊，他就到了眼镜商那个地方，还是到了眼镜行。这个 hoping 当然也就是一个分词，是从 Freddy hopes to get free contact lenses 逗点 Freddy goes to the optician 变化过来，变成两句没有连接的时候，永远记住前面的句子要把它变成分词短语，它的变化很简单，将相同的主词也就是主语去掉 Freddy hopes， 把 Freddy 去掉之后Hopes 就变成了现在分词，所以就形成 hoping to get free contact lenses， 整个分词短语用来修饰后头的主语 Freddy。Freddy 就到了眼镜行或者眼镜商的地方，这里的 optician 是专门来自量你的视觉，是让你来看检查一下，那么这样的这个来被你配眼镜的这么一个人叫 optician， 是
说
的。但是 an eye doctor 则就不是呢给你配眼镜的人，他 an eye doctor 是用来检查你眼睛有没有疾病的、
right.
眼科医生。那么有一个字比较长啊，哦，这个长呢，那长的字我就要请呢，普大哥给我们拼一下
ophthalmologist， here we go， O P H T H A M OL-O-G-I-S-T. Again, write this down. O-P-H-T-H-A-M-O-L-O-G-I-S-T. Ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist. Oh, 可真是难。
That has to be the hardest word in English.
真的是好困难，所以呢It's quite a feat to be an ophthalmologist because the spelling itself is already difficult. 他说我刚才也开玩笑，我说这个字的拼法都已经困难了，所以当呢眼科医生真是不简单。It's quite a feat.
Right. Now that's not feat like a foot doctor. That's a different feat. F-E-A-T. F-E-A-T.Is anything we do which is difficult to do, very difficult to do.
也就是我们相当于我们中文讲的，这是一门功夫啊 ，It's quite a feat. 这是一个真是了不起的，很难的一件事情。To be a doctor. 好了，现在我们就来看他怎么说了。Freddy 讲了 ，Could you help me check my eyes, please? 能不能请你帮忙检查我的眼睛？不过这里最主要是 check my eyesight， 我的视力，对不对啊？
Right.
严格讲起来 ，eyesight 是一个字，它是这样拼的
，E Y E S I G H T， E Y E S I G H T， eyesight。
How's your eyesight？
Not bad. I don't have to wear glasses， but I usually do when I read for a long time.
看书的时候才会，通常不需要的这样子啊。哦，那他的视力相当不错的，所以我们这样说，他有近视眼。我们有一句话呢 ，He's nearsighted. I'm nearsighted. Nearsighted 是这样拼的
，near-sighted. Near-sighted, nearsighted.
They say for those people, especially when they are young, when they have good eyesight, when they get old, when they are getting old, they tend to become farsighted. Mm-hmm. Is it true?
I don't know. I'm not old yet. But I know why I don't wear my glasses when I'm working with you.
Why?
So I don't see you so clearly.
他说，我不太清楚，不过我至少有一点呢，我为什么跟你工作我不戴眼镜呢？其实很简单，我这样我看你就看得不够清楚，我这样比较少看你一点，讨厌。这个我刚问他了，我说年纪大的啊，在年轻的时候啊，视力正常的时候啊，通常年纪大的时候会变得远视眼，我说是不是有这样的说法呢？Bruce 呢，他说他并不太了解，事实上他也知道，因为他的秘密是他自己也是一个老花眼。He is farsighted. Far, F-A-R, 加个小杠杠 ,side, 一样加个 ED,、
right.
farsighted, 跟 nearsighted 形成、反义词，这是不错的。好啦，接着我们再来看 ,Could you help me check my eyes, please? 你看这里用的很简单 ,Could you help me?To check my eyes, help somebody. 那个 to 啊，我们通常是把它省略掉的，直接放原形动词。我们用一个 help 加人再加 to 的用法。我们先不要把 to 省略掉，我们造个例子。
I help Dad to wash the car.
我帮爸爸呢洗车子。我们再来一遍。
I helped Dad.To wash the car.
当然可以把 to 省略掉，放原形动词 wash.
I helped Dad wash the car.
就是这样过来的。所以呢 ，Could you help me to check my eyes, please? 这边用 could 而不用 can you help me? 这个 could 就比较客气。除了用 could 以外，也可以 would. Would you help me? Could you help me? 其实等于 can you help me 或是 will you help me? 但他的语气上用 could 或者是 would 比较客气，而且客气的很多。这个时候呢 ，optician 就讲的话 ，Sure， 当然没问题 ，Of course。Please have a seat and put on these glasses。来，请坐啦，然后戴上呢这些眼镜。你看在这里 ，Please have a seat。除了用 have a seat 以外，也可以用 take a seat。Take a seat。Or is it half a seat? And put on、these glasses. 那为什么用 these 呢？因为眼镜呢，它一定是两片嘛，一定是多数，所以用、复数的啊。These glasses. 当然也可以用 this. 用 this 的时候 ，T-H-I-S 的话，我要加个字才行。And put on this pair of glasses.
Right.
那个时候 this 后面用 pair, P-A-I-R. 那个时候就可以用单数了。但是 this pair 就是这一副 of glasses 或者 glass 始终要加 es 的。这个 seat 啊，要特别记住哦。我们上的这个公共汽车上面，我们说这个位置有没有人坐啊？英文就这么说 ，Is this seat taken, please？ 那么用这样问号这个问的时候啊，比较客气，往往在句尾加个 please， 就是代表客气。
Right.
这个位置有没有人坐？Is this seat taken? 这样用法比较客气，不要一来就马上啪这样坐下去，搞不好人家已经是让一位老先生先坐的，就你坐下去就不礼貌了，对不对？用这个字 ，take a seat please, sit down please。当然了 ，Bruce 呢，这个用语好像你很少用，每次我跟你这样做谈话的时候，你是一直 you keep me standing， 一直让我这样站着 ，you never say take a seat。太过分了，为什么这样子啊？
哦、oh, ， I guess it's just the way I am.
啊，就这样子。好，他是希望整我呢，每次都是这样子，好恨哦。Now, tell me, 那现在告诉我 ,which letters seem clearer? 告诉我哪封信，这是不是指的信呢、啊、
?No.
这边指的什么东西啊？
字母。
字母啊。哪些字母看起来比较清晰一点呢？Clear 加了 ER 更清晰的，所以这个 letter 记住哦，它可以当字母，也可以代表信啊，都可以用这样子。但谈到 letter 用当字母的时候啊，千万不要说 there are 26 alphabets in English， 不能这么说的。
不对， there are 26 letters in the English alphabet。
Alphabet 是字母的总称，它是不可以说。当数的可数的 there are 26 alphabets in English
不对
一定要说 there are 26 letters 可以数的 in the English alphabet alphabet 是这样拼的
A-L-P-H-A-B-E-T A-L-P-H-A-B-E-T alphabet
letter 当信件大家会知道Please mail the letter for me. 请替我寄这封信 Send the letter. Mail 是 M-A-I-L. M-A-I-L. Mail the letter. 寄这封信、Send the letter. 但是有时候英国人用的 post a letter for
me. That's right. British English, they often use post a letter. P-O-S-T. That's a post office to post. Please post this letter for me.Is what you would hear more likely in England.
但 letters 如果用复数，始终用复数的时候，我们说 My father is a man of letters. 那什么意思 ？A man of letters 是不是 a man that is good at writing letters?
Well, maybe, but what we really mean is that this father has gone to the university and has studied a lot. So maybe he has a B.A., an M.A., and a Ph.D. Those are a lot of letters because he has studied so much.
就是说很有学问的人。
对。
A man of letters. 好了接着我们再往下看。The ones on the right. 他说呢在那个右边的那边 The ones. 这个 ones 呢是指的 the letters.它在右边那边看起来比较清晰一点，也就等于 the letters on the right seem clearer 是这样的说法。Clearer 是指的是很清晰的，那比较级 clear 那个字过来。但 clear c l e a r clear 这个字啊，可以当动词用哦，与 up 并用，像天空呢慢慢放晴了 ，the skies are clearing up， 我们常常这样说。天空 ,the sky 可以用单数也可以用复数哦。
Right.
The sky is, or the skies are, clearing up.
Right, so we can go on our picnic.
去出去野餐去了啊用 clear 再加一个 up. 好了接着 ,OK, can you read these price tags? 他说啊这些所谓 price tags, 也就是贴标签上面那个物价的标签，也就是价格的标签，您是不是可以看得到啊？可不可以把它念出来啊 ？Can you read these price tags？ 这个 tags 就是标签，常常我们到商店去的时候，它贴好的。那么在这里啊 ，price 我倒要讲一下，变成形容词啊，叫 pricey， 这个字啊是什么意思，以及怎么拼法
？Okay, let's spell it first.P-R-I-C-E-Y, P-R-I-C-E-Y. If something is pricey, it's quite expensive. Some department stores are rather pricey, so don't buy things there unless they have a sale.
有些百货公司啊，东西好贵啊，所以不要随便买东西，除非他们有降价的活动 ,unless they have a sale.Sale 代表降价，这是可以做名词用 ，sale 本来就是一个名词 ，sale 也就指的是降价。现在我们把这个句子再说一遍
：Some department stores are rather pricey. So don't buy things there unless they have a sale.
Mm. 好了，接着看。Yes, they're as clear as daylight. 哇，他们清楚的不得了，清楚的就像什么东西一样呢？ Daylight, 日光一样的，大白天一样，白昼一般，好清楚哦。Fine, 不错。Read out the highest amount, 把最高的这个什么呢？款数、款项，把它念出来。这个 amount, 我不用它，其实我可以用另外一个字 sum, 啊，这个字 sum 代表呢，就是款数，是这样拼的
,sum, sum, sum,
read out, 大声念出来。怎么一念的话，果然念的是100 US dollars, 不要这样念成 US dollars 100, 不要这么念，
不对，
100, 先把数字念出来，再放 US dollars, 或者是口语的念法 100 bucks, 这样子，但就不要讲 US bucks, 这样子啊，因为 buck 就等于 $1, a buck, $1,
美元
它是这样拼的
B-U-C-K, B-U-C-K,One buck, two bucks.
同样的美元如果是俚语的用法一千块钱叫 one grand, 有这个字。
Yeah.
它是这样拼。
G-R-A-N-D, G-R-A-N-D, one grand, two grand.
不能加 S, 因为它等于 1,000, 2,000, 不能讲 2,000s, 这样一样的道理。
Right.
好啦接着我们再看。Right, that's what it all costs you. 啊，念得好，不错。这就是那要你花的这个钱咯，你就要花100块钱咯，这样子。好了 ，cost 就是花费。用这个字的时候，常常有人不注意，就开头就这样说 ，I cost $20 to buy it. 我花了20块钱买了这个东西。记住 ，cost 的话呢？如果你用这个人当主词或主语就不得了那变成 I cost $20 你要听着 You
I wouldn't pay $2 for you
你看所以 Bruce 呢马上讲了我刚讲 I cost $20 那 Bruce 马上讲2块钱我都不会买你就是 I cost $20 变成我这个人只要花20块钱就可以买到了。Bruce 呢就是2块钱我都不会买你。You are nothing but a piece of rotten meat. 就是一堆烂肉好像。R-O-T-T-E-N, 腐烂的。R-O-T-T-E-N。好啦在这儿呢所以用 cost, 千万不要用人当主词。人当主语的时候必须要 spend。
Right, I spend the 过去式 S-P-E-N-T, I spent $100 for this jacket.
不错 Because this jacket cost me $100. 所以用 cost 的时候主语一定是东西或者是用虚词也就是 it 当主语 It will cost you a lot of money to take a trip. 去旅游要花你好多钱哦我们用 it will cost you 来放金钱加用法好接着看 But I thought the contact lenses are free. 但是我还以为我原先以为他现在当然不会以为了所以用了过去式 I thought. 以为这些所谓隐形眼镜呢都是免费的 are free. 那个 free 是免费的其实 free 前面也可以加个 for, are for free, 这样用法也可以 It's for free, it's free, 两个用法都可以。
Same.
还可以这么说 ,it's free of charge,
right,
就是不需要付费的脱离付费叫 free of 就是脱离 charge, 就是费用 ,charge, 所以 it's free, it's for free, it's free of charge, 三个用法都可以。这时 ,optician 就接着说 ,yes, 不错是免费的 ,but you'll have to pay for our service.但你必须要为我们的服务付费啊这隐形眼镜是免费但是我们的服务费是100块钱啊他这样说哎这个时候呢 Freddy 就这样讲了 No wonder 难怪 they say， 有人说那个 they say 就等于 people say 一样的意思，也就等于 it is said。No wonder it is said， 难怪有人说 there is no such thing as a free lunch， 根本就没有所谓的免费午餐这么一回事情。用 there is no such thing 的时候，千万不要说 there is no such a thing， 因为 no 是一个限词，它本来就不能加 a 的，它相当于一个冠词。 There is no student here， 这没有学生。同样的 there is no such student here， such 就不能再加 a。 但 there is not such a student here， not 它是一个副词，就要加冠词 a。 There is not such a， 就等于 there is no such， 不能加 a， 加用法。好了，我们现在就要从头到尾再请 Bruce 从头到尾念一下。
No free lunch. Part 1 dialogue. Hoping to get free contact lenses, Freddy goes to the optician and asks, Could you help me check my eyes, please? Sure. Please have a seat and put on these glasses. Now, tell me, which letters seem clearer? The ones on the right. Okay.Can you read these price tags? Yes, they're as clear as daylight. Fine. Read out the highest amount. $100. Right. That's what it'll cost you. But I thought the contact lenses are free. Yes, but you'll have to pay for our service. No wonder they say there's no such thing as a free lunch.
好了，我们的讲解就到这儿结束。谢谢诸位收听，我们下次再会。
Bye everybody, see you next time.